Yeah. You're tuned in to the Morning X, the greatest thing in the morning since morning sex. So don't touch that dial, man, ignore the rest, cause Jason and Deb the best, eh? More or less. You see, Jason and Deb, they go together like bacon and eggs. So translated for my British chicks, fish and chips. They kinda nuts, chewed up cashews, they misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Other shows are dull, I can't stand it. Like only getting half a butter and jam sandwich. Jason Dick, don't even need to touch that. Stop me if I'm going too far, just yell muskrat. Live on the Morning X, something you can't touch, man. Every other show out there just got butt slammed.
No.
Oh, yeah?
No. Morning X headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Rework Now. Deb, what up?
What up?
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday.
Today's a new day.
All right.
Today is not only is it obviously a new day.
Yeah.
Compared with yesterday. But it's a new day in my life in that Chuck, headbanger authority in this building, but also king of all things that are.
I think that is degrading to Chuck. Have you ever seen him bang his head?
That's how he fixes stuff.
Yeah, Jason.
Never seen him use a hammer. He just headbangs everything.
I think you can listen to loud, aggressive music with your head quite steady.
That's not a derogatory thing to say that he's a headbanger, Jason. Slow your roll. Don't start off on a negative vibe. I'm giving him props here. He came in yesterday after the show. Show me things that my chair could do that were just mysterious and magic.
Uh-huh.
There's all these knobs and buttons and sliders and wormholes underneath this chair of mine.
Yeah.
Careful. One of them is an eject button.
Right. So exactly. I've always been terrified to touch them, Nick, but because you don't know what anything does. Mm-hmm. Like every now and then you give it a wiggle and it's like, oh, that's no good. That didn't set me back to where it's supposed to be. But I've been complaining about my inadequate workspace. And as of late, how my back is hurting me. And I finally said something to the boss about it, and he sicked Chuck on me, mm-hmm. who came in after the show yesterday. And guys, I think this is it.
So
no more Francine. Look, Francine has been thrown to the wayside.
Who's Francine?
Francine is that cushion.
Oh. Why is the name Francine?
A scatter cushion that we got as a promotional item for me, Earl, and the dying girl.
Oh.
And in that movie, if you remember, Francine was a pillow. I think she used to scream in it or hit it, or it was some kind of way of dealing with.
I remember
the liar person?
Yeah, dealing
with her anger and rage. But I was using that cushion as a prop because my back didn't have the proper right angle of seating.
Right.
I think that.
She was a liar person because she was.
Yes, she was a liar person.
She was British.
She's English.
She spoke all American in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't believe she has any sort of terminal illness.
I don't believe that she did. I think she's a double liar.
How dare she?
You know how they're doing those warnings like, hey, this movie was made in 1920s where things were totally different?
Yeah.
Gone with the Wind style?
Uh-huh.
Do you want one of those but for movies, like a disclaimer that comes up, hey, this person is going to sound English, but they're British. Just warning.
What about the other way around when they defect? The English people then put on the American people put on an English accent.
Well, look, that is allowed because we are in charge of the world, okay? We run things, okay?
Okay.
So,
who's the king of your castle?
What's that?
If you're running things, I just wondered who the king of your castle is right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. We don't have a monarchy.
You just have one leader.
That's bull.
If this is a Seinfeld reference, I'm out. Wasn't that the master of your domain, the king of your castle? If you weren't masturbating?
All right, then. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Was your workspace adequate this whole time?
No, the workspace is horribly inadequate, and literally I could put a lawsuit against this company for how I'm forced to do my job.
Then he fixed this little thing up here. He hooked up your new rubbers as well.
My little ding dong ding 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 dong ding ding dong dong ding 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 dong 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 dong. What? I'm just playing a song on my little rubbers over here.
Okay.
Ding 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 dong 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 ding ding dong. What? You don't like my song?
I love that song.
Couldn't do it before.
What's it called?
It's called the Rubber Band Song. In brackets, featuring Chuck.
All right, when we eventually get back to having live shows and the Sucktones finally do this performance of all the guacamole pants and everything, and Deb come play her rubbers on stage for a song?
We're not a karaoke band.
And also, I'm a solo artist.
Yeah.
I pair up with people like them.
Would Chuck bang his head to the Rubber Band song?
No, this is a chill song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he might sway.
Okay.
Just sway a little bit.
Get it on, man.
Anyway, apart from all that nonsense.
Congratulations on your
seat. It's going to be good.
On your fixed up chair, man.
Who knew it could do all those things? If you ever, if you actually go to work today, you actually have an office. Just play around with your office chair. But like Nick said, don't do that one button that is the eject button.
Right.
Yeah.
How's your lumbars?
My back?
I don't even know what that is, but I always just read that about office chairs and be like, this one's got blah, blah, blah lumbar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You lumbar mean, support. How's your lumbar support?
I got no idea, man.
Because your lumbar is talking about your back. That's your back. That's yours. But if it has lumbar support.
My back is my lumbar?
Yeah.
Really?
The lower back is the lumbar vertebrae.
Oh, okay. My lumbars feel good. Thanks.
Smartest guy you know.
Thanks
everyone.
For asking.
You asked me.
Speaking of smart guys, the new host of Jeopardy is LeVar Burton.
Oh, yeah?
Well, maybe. Probably.
He's filling in?
He has been, there are people pushing him toward that role, if you will. Of course, Jeopardy fans still mourning the loss of Alex Trebek. Callous jerks like myself are ready to say, who's the next host? Who's the next host? I want to know who the next host is. Ken Jennings is the name. Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings, the guy we've talked about forever. George Snuffleupagus, news anchor. Joe Rogan? People suggesting Joe Rogan?
He's not going to do that.
I don't hate it. What's funny?
He's too busy doing his show.
Does he present alternative facts when the questions are always answered? Like he's...
Joe Rogan is a smart dude. He has hosting experience. He's everybody says he's got to have a little dry wit. That's what Alex Trebek had. Joe Rogan's got all those things.
So are you going to get
Joe Rogan's not going to do it.
Are you going to drop DMT in like those before Final Jeopardy?
Microdose some mushrooms. while you're eating a raw elk drumstick.
Is this just a white men can't jump reference? Rosie Perez has been suggested as the host of...
That would be good.
How is Joe Rogan a bad idea, but Rosie Perez would be good?
No one said Joe Rogan is a bad idea, Jason. Joe Rogan won't do it.
Yeah, you said it was
okay,
bad
he said it was. I just say he won't do it.
Why would... I mean...
He's making way too much money just sitting in his house, smoking weed, doing a podcast.
But I bet the Jeopardy host make pretty good money as well. LeVar Burton... who you know from Star Wars, The Next Generation, for me.
Butterfly in the sky.
He's Reading Rainbow guy.
Mm-hmm. Never seen this.
You never did Reading Rainbow?
Jason, I grew up in England. Didn't have this.
They didn't teach y'all how to read over there?
Yeah, we didn't need a TV show. We didn't have to watch a TV show. We just came out of the womb able to read.
Reading Rainbow, didn't he have like a pen or marker that made a sweet-ass noise when he would draw something with it? Or am I just confusing that with some other part of Sesame Street, PBS, something?
That sounds kind of familiar.
I always wanted that pen. I was like, I want a pen that goes... as I would write.
And you were making fun of me playing on my rubbers.
Yeah. You gotta get one of those, man. I don't know if this is if he's really in consideration, but there is a petition with 51,000 signatures as of the printing of this piece of paper that says LeVar Burton, perfect replacement host for Alex Trebek on Jeopardy.
Look, I actually enjoyed Geordi LaForge on Star Trek. I grew up watching Reading Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
What's the problem?
Just every time that I see LeVar Burton, he is not dynamic enough that I don't know if he can do this. Like, it's going to be a lesser version of Jeopardy.
Alex Trebek, not really dynamic. That wasn't his style. His style was, oh, great, so you're pen pals with a narwhal. Now to the next contestant.
I don't want to say something offensive while the body's still warm. I've said for years, the star of Jeopardy is the questions, okay? Nobody cares. The coming back from the first commercial break fun anecdote is the most fast-forwardable part of television that exists.
And Alex Trebek is legend. He is absolute god when it comes to him, but you're right, it's still a show. It's not like it's now gone because he's not there.
Look, the star of Price is Right is the products and that little Matterhorn guy, but it's a lesser product with Drew Carey than it was with Bob Barker. Like
the Matterhorn guy?
Yeah. The Leo.
I thought thought that's who you were talking about, but I didn't know that he's a Matterhorn.
I think it's the Matterhorn.
I don't know Matterhorns. I don't know lumbars.
We know.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. I guess LeVar Burton wants the job. Back in September, while Alex Trebek was still alive, he tweeted, "Not gonna lie, thanks for your honesty. I feel like I've been preparing my whole life to occupy the Jeopardy host podium when Alex retires." So he's been trying to angle for the job all along.
I'm a big fan of Jordy. Yeah, he's fine. Honestly,
what's the deal with the visor thing he wears?
It helps him see.
He was blind. Okay. He was born blind.
Yeah.
But he can see when he wears it.
Can see different than us.
He can't see like we do. He sees in a weird electromagnetic spectrum, which actually helps him sometimes see things more clearly than we can.
Could we get him to wear it on the set of Jeopardy?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I want him to wear the visor, and I want him to have that little pen that when he'd write, he goes...
What's he going to be writing, by the way?
He's just going to make notes on his thing. Every once in a while. I don't know. Why did he... What was he writing on Reading Rainbow for? It wasn't Writing Rainbow. It was Reading Rainbow.
I want Writing Rainbow, too.
It was Writing Rainbow?
No, I want that show as well. I want Writing Rainbow.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb. Morning X Sports.
Another Amazon Echo Dot could be your 745. $25 to spend a new coffee when we play Smarter Than Jason. Coming up in just a moment. Sports brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Thursday night football kind of snuck up on me this week. Say your fantasy lineup.
Yeah.
You have any Thursday night guys?
I don't know. I know that there's no one on the bench and that I'm playing.
There's nobody on a bye week or injured that's in your lineup, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good job. Yeah, probably because I just don't care about the Titans-Colts, but they played two winning teams, reasonably not terrible Thursday night football game. Phillip Rivers still doing it, man. 34-17, the Colts beat up on the Titans on Thursday night football. They are in first place now in the AFC South. And in football news that I think you'll care about, Deb, the Super Bowl is set to take place Tampa, Florida, February the 7th. Presuming we make it that far, we make it to halftime, there'll be a halftime show at which The Weeknd will be playing his fun variety of baby-making music. The Weeknd has been announced as the headliner of the Super Bowl LV55.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super Bowl 50. Man, how come Super Bowl LV is not in Las Vegas? Huge mistake, NFL. Huge mistake.
Yeah, that'd be good synergy.
What are you doing? Super Bowl 55 halftime show will be The Weeknd. You like that, right, Deb?
Love The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if he's like a sort of major entertainer. Think back to Beyonce halftime show.
Oh, there's going to be some sort of featuring. Like,
yeah, there'll be a million people who are with him, but he's not like a big arena type pyrotechnics type act. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I'm not saying he isn't. I'm just saying he's not going to do a dance routine or play a wailing guitar like Prince did. He just stands and does his thing. Is he going to have backup dancers and things? Probably he's going to have something like that.
I said yesterday, and I don't know if I previously had this take, the Super Bowl halftime show. Pass. I would rather just have a shorter halftime. Now we got this long-ass halftime. I think it affects the integrity of the game. And for every good one, there's five or six ones that you're just like, what was that?
I think that the trouble with it as well is you're supposed to watch it, and that's when you're also supposed to go to the toilet and make a plate and get up and move your legs around since, gangrene is sitting. You've been sitting down for so long.
Right.
But then now you can't. So there's never really a good time. You're supposed to watch all the commercials during the Super Bowl. You just got to basically put a toilet in the living room so you don't have
everybody
to go anywhere.
Give everybody a bucket at your Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
That way
stinky
everyone can
party.
See everything.
What about wearing just diapers?
Yeah, that's fine, too.
Okay, yeah.
I know Prince has got to be your favorite halftime show ever.
And then Beyonce, probably. Beyonce et al., because that was Beyonce and everyone.
Well, I believe, wasn't it Coldplay's halftime show that they brought Beyonce?
Well, she did her own.
And Bruno Mars.
She had her own separate one?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Lady Gaga had her one recently.
Okay. Oh, that's my favorite, just because of that terrible video of her jumping off the roof.
Jumped out of off the roof. That was pretty
I never
sweet.
Saw that bit.
I said yesterday on the sports show, by the way, we're live from Lamb's Tire and Auto, Breaker in 183 today from 4 to 6. Come hang out with me and Ed and Beto.
Oh, okay.
I'll hold the camera when you take a picture of yourself with Ed Clements. I said that the Foo Fighters played my favorite Super Bowl halftime show ever. They've never played. They've never played the Super Bowl halftime show. I just
False memory.
Yes, I did. You know what? I think it's Prince's fault for him reverse ripping off sweet ass Darling Nikki by the Foo Fighters.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, that must have been the Foo Fighters. Surely have played the Super Bowl halftime show, right?
Oh, that would be an awesome.
Never done
one.
It before. What's that?
A Foo Fighters halftime show. I'd be in on that.
Yeah. Why? Why? What are we waiting on? How have we not had that?
One chord.
Oh God.
Hmm. You just like to take credit for that, don't you?
I feel like I you're, do.
Glad you remember.
I just want you to acknowledge that that's an awesome thing that he just plays one chord over and over again in that one song. About
we have $25
turtles.
To spend Blue? At Banu Coffee. Could be yours right now. 512-835-1015. Get your coffee on, man. 512-835-1015. You have to beat me, though. Are you smarter than Jason? I invented a Foo Fighters halftime show that never took place. 512-835-1015. Good luck.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, what X? Jason and Deb with another Amazon Echo Dot for you to win. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. But right now, $25 to spend at Banu Coffee. Go!
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
I feel like I just said 7:45 for the Amazon Echo Dog. That's not right. 7:25-ish, 30, somewhere around there. Our contestant, hi, Brian.
Yeah, hey.
Brian, I'm going the hallway. Good luck, dude.
Thanks.
Brian, is that Brian, my AT&T guy, Brian?
Nope, not that one.
No, all right. You can still be my Brian,
All right,
All right, three topics to choose from. Great Britain's, George Clooney, TV roles, and historical trivia of an eclectic nature.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's go historical trivia.
All right, let's have a look. Number one. Which United States president created the Bull Moose Party after failing to win the 1912 Republican nomination?
Oh, who knows that?
Well, I guess if you know your presidents and when they were president, you'll be able to do it because you've got the 1912 thing in here, but I wouldn't have a clue. So he created this alternative party to run on their platform?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Grover Cleveland? I have no idea.
No, we were looking for Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah. Because he was president before, and then Taft took over, and then he didn't like what Taft was doing, so he was like, I'm gonna steal your job. And they're like, no, we're still going to go with Taft. And he was like, well, I'm for my own party. Because everybody was like, you're too old, Teddy Roosevelt. And he's like, I'm stronger than a bull moose.
Are you making all this up?
When no. This year.
that's the way they called it, because that's what he said.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Number two, the first English settlement in Australia was built on the coast of which bay? Hint. This is an alliteration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How'd you come up with these things, Nick?
There's a website that I did random trivia, and I just cycle through that till someone's like, oh, I can work
Stick
with that.
Stick it in here?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I don't know Australia. I might have to pass on that one, too.
All right. We were looking for Botany Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Never even heard of it.
What does your T-shirt mean? It says, blame it on a goose, and there's a picture of a goose that you identified as a duck in the pictures of Blue Boy with TBT, WJ, and D. Mm-hmm. You're like, Blue is obsessed with ducks in two pictures, and they were swans. I was like, oh.
Okay.
Anyway, so you got a picture of a goose with glasses on.
Yeah, it's from a video game that came out and was popular for a while last year, this year. Who knows? It's Untitled Goose Game, and just you're a goose that went and just terrorized this little village, I think, in England. Stole the bell.
Its name is Untitled Goose Game?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I see.
I think it's a play on Goat Simulator, which was a previous game a couple of years ago that was super popular.
Oh.
Here's a little goat that you would run around just headbutt stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Number three. Which German publisher introduced the first printing press with movable type? Yeah, this is very tough trivia today, Brian. I feel for you.
Gutenberg?
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Got one of them.
There
well
you go,
done.
Brian.
That was very random, I feel like. Come on, Jason. Eclectic. That's why one of them stuck with him. You're like, this will resonate with someone somewhere. For at least one. That's what the listener got, Jason. One.
Got one?
Yeah.
Well played, Brian.
And he chose historical trivia of an eclectic nature. So it's just random stuff, basically.
No. It's eclectic. We don't do random trivia.
Ah, okay. Eclectic.
Oh, this is a specific the reaction to me saying random trivia is lazy. And
yes.
Oh, okay.
This is derived from, it's a broad and diverse range of sources.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you have corrected your ways.
Like, but if you can guess the theme.
$10 million. All right. Number one. Which U.S. president created the Bull Moose Party after failing to win the 1912 Republican nomination?
That's a dark period for my presidential knowledge. 1912?
Oh. I thought you knew it all.
I can go back pretty good ways. I took the history of the presidency at the University of Texas.
Yeah, we know.
You knew that I took that?
Yeah. I only mentioned it like dozens of times.
Man, they're really upset when I re-mention things, huh?
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
1912. And what's happening in 1912? It's got to be before that.
Figured this one would be a home run for you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah.
I don't remember the Bull Moose Party. I don't know nothing about that.
I just thought... Well, I guess this, so you wouldn't necessarily know because he failed the 12, or he or she, I should say, failed to win the 1912.
Uh-huh.
Just leaving it open for you there, even though obviously no hope in it being anyone
right.
else. But,
you know what? Now I'm thinking right of, there. I guess he didn't even have to be a president, right?
Right. That's where it could be tricky.
Was he a president? Is that?
Right. Well, it says, which U.S. president
created... Oh, okay. So yeah, he would be a president then.
The
yeah.
Bull Moose Party.
Yeah.
I'm giving you like loads of help here, but that's fine.
I appreciate that.
After failing to win the 1912 Republican nomination.
Chester A. Arthur.
No, is that a real person?
Yeah, 27th president. 27?
Teddy Roosevelt is who we were looking for.
Yeah. He's
21st for Chester A. Arthur.
Chester A. Arthur, 21st.
Okay. Chester B. Arthur was 27th.
Sorry, B. Arthur. It's funny. Come on, give him a little credit.
Well, hang on. Is it a B. Arthur joke or is it A. B.?
It's both.
A. B. Oh, it was not.
It was not.
It wasn't a B. Arthur joke.
Golden
yeah.
Girls
Nick,
thing was
take
accidental.
The credit.
Yeah.
It was a B. Arthur joke.
I was too busy trying to come up with like pivot into a Susan B. Anthony thing, but that's now we're flying too close to the sun.
Yeah, very Susan much so. The glue is already melting.
Yeah, Sadie B. Hawkins.
Number two. The first English settlement in Australia was built on the coast of which bay? Hint, this is an alliteration.
Oh, I think I was going to get it anyway.
Really?
Well, now I'm going to look stupid when I don't get it. But I'm going to go Brisbane.
Brisbane Bay?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
It's not Brisbane, it's Brisbane. But we were looking for Botany Bay.
Botany?
Yes.
Botany Bay. Yeah.
Botany Bay.
Yeah.
All right. This is it, Jason. This is the one you got to get. This is the one he got, which actually blew my mind. Which German publisher introduced the first printing press with movable type?
Guggenheim.
No, I can't give it to you, I'm afraid. Gutenberg.
Gutenberg!
Yes.
Gutenberg, Guggenheim.
Very close.
All of the... all right.
The printing press ones, the museum.
You did it, Brian. Congratulations. Hold on one second.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.